I've been thinking a lot lately about heroes and what they say about a generation. Take, for example, the idols of my grandparents' day, such as Dick Tracy, Captain America, Superman, and Wonder Woman. Larger than life, these characters embodied strength and stability when the country needed them the most. Joining them were real-life champions like the world-famous boxer Joe Frazier, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and even Errol Flynn, whose on-screen adventures were reenacted by young swashbucklers throughout the country. New heroes arrived in my mother's generation, characters like Batgirl and Spider-Man. Superheroes seemed stronger and more vibrant in those days. Though each had a weakness, they always overcame whatever obstacle would arise, usually by the last page of the comic or the end of the episode. It's true that their secret identities and the occasional mortal enemies kept our heroes from being truly happy, but by today's standards, their lives seemed positively simple. Though still iconic, the real-life idols of the day were more three-dimensional. People like Marilyn Monroe, James Dean, President Kennedy, and Martin Luther King. Later, we would learn about their failings and their tragedies, but for a while, each shone brightly in the lives of so many. Then came my generation. Perhaps it was the aftermath of the 70s or the changing world of latchkey kids, but somewhere along the way, our heroes became colored not of the hope of the 50s, but of the nihilism of the 90s. Each became vastly more complex and increasingly human in their adventures. Superheroes no longer just saved the day. They often had to be rescued. We were the generation that killed Superman, after all. Of course, our real-life heroes didn't fare so well either. Those who found their way into our hearts were often trashed later by a media industry increasingly fighting for ratings and advertising dollars. In fact, over the years, every would-be hero was quickly brought down as stories emerged of presidential infidelities, celebrity drug addictions, steroid use by sports figures, and the public dismantling of a princess. Most recently, however, Gen X has moved from consumer of popular culture to creator. And with this power, we've transformed the superheroes of the past to something darker and more sinister. Batman has long since shed his technicolor suit of the 50s and 60s to don black armor, meant to keep bullets and happiness at a suitable distance. Superman's blue and red suit has been faded by time and the weight of enormous responsibility. Ant-Man is a former cat burglar. Iron Man is a self-obsessed womanizer. And even the Incredible Hulk has become increasingly tortured by the mantle of his superpower. Today's real-life idols are also short-lived, as they are quickly anointed then crushed by the onslaught of social media. I have to admit, I'm a little worried for my kids and their generation. With current heroes so tormented and disposable, who will they have to admire? I'm more than a bird, I'm more than a plane, more than some pretty face. For Gen X, this is Jennifer Dennis Smith.